Sonnet, he's taking them sail slips out. If he don't get back here soon, there's too much work around here for one man in a warm day, can't burn it. Ah, there goes again. Hello? Oh, howdy, Miss Snyder. Didn't know it was you. Oh, shucks, just about got me standing my head round here. Well, I drove to Squidville. Expect him back most any time now. Oh, go on now, Miss Snyder. Guess you know we always got time to wait on you. Pound of cheese. All right. Dozen eggs. Ain't your hands ready now, Miss Snyder? Oh, you're setting them, eh? That's plug or horseshoe. Oh, of course I know that was for your husband, eh? A lady like you ain't got no personal use for a plug or horseshoe. Of course not. Him. Thanks. That's all day, Miss Snyder, eh? How's all your folks? Oh, little Ruthie Ann's ailing again, is she? Well, it's green apple time, you know. Oh, yes, I reckon I got something to do with this show company. Yes, Eb and me owns it, you know. Yes. Oh, he is, eh? Oh, well, shucks, Miss Snyder, I got something to do with the show, all right, but when it comes to Mayor Schultzenheimer, you know he's kind of a law unto himself, so to speak. Yes, that's what I say. Well, concern it now.
Dagnabbit, I'm...
No, not to you, Miss Snyder, no.
I'm sure glad to get back right. Sit down, Mr.
Bell. Keep still. Hey, I've just come in from Squidville, Miss Snyder. I'll talk to him about Mayor Schultzenheimer. See if we can do something. Oh, don't mention it, all. Yes. Well, take care of little Ruthie Ann. And remember, if she gets to colicking again, we got some of Smith's pain eradicator. Ought to fix her up right off. Yes. Goodbye, Miss Snyder. Yes, well, about time you're back.
Tell you right now, Zeb, I'm completely tuckered out.
Yes, then how in tarnation do you think I feel?
Well, Dad Burnett, you didn't go nowhere.
Of course you didn't. I just stayed here and worked, that's all.
Don't guess you hurt yourself none.
Yeah, I've been on the jump every minute since you've been gone. Don't know when we've had so much business.
Well, I declare. Chuck, guess maybe you better stay away a while longer.
Yeah, this store's getting to be quite a business institution, as the fellow says.
Guess we got places for the money right enough.
That cash register's been ringing, the door's been slamming, and someone's been yelling at me over the telephone every minute since way earlier this morning.
What'd Miss Snyder have to say?
Oh, she said Ruthie Ann was having a roundup of cramp colic.
Did you sell her mustard plaster?
No, but I told her about the Smith pain eradicator.
It ain't as good as the mustard plaster. See, when I get the ailing, I always use mustard plaster.
Yeah, don't guess that spells anything.
Besides, we make a dime on the mustard plaster. Only make 9 cents on the pain eradicator.
Yes. Well, if she calls again, I'll tell her about the plaster.
Wasn't she saying something about Mayor Schultzenheimer?
Oh, yes. You know what that old fossil's doing?
Careful, Zeb. That's no way to talk about our local statesman.
No, statesman, your grandmother.
Well, dagnabbit, stop arguing about it. Anyway. What's he doing lately?
Driving away our customers. That's what he's doing.
Shucks, how in tarnation could he do that?
Well, did you know he lives next door to Mrs. Snyder?
Don't think I've lived in Corn Center all these years and don't know that, did you?
Well, he's been playing his tubi night and day till it's about to drive the whole neighborhood crazy.
Has, huh?
Yeah, sounds like a frog in a rain barrel.
McNabbit, how in tarnation would that lose any customers for us?
I guess everyone in town knows why he's playing it, don't they?
Guess they figure he's playing it to get ready for the show.
Of course they do. And who owns the show?
We do, unless you sold it while I was in Squidgeville.
Yeah, and another thing. Who in tarnation asked him to play his tubi in the orchestra anyway?
We did, of course.
No, so you're wrong there.
Why, Dad Burnett, we did, too, ask him.
We didn't, neither. You did.
It's all the same.
No, I wouldn't have thought of asking him.
Of course you wouldn't. You'd ask him to make a speech or something.
Well, by cracky, I don't know, but what his tubi playing is about as bad as his speech making.
Chuck, I thought of that, but one thing in favor of the tuba playing.
What's that?
He has to stop when he gets through.
That's so, all right, but dang it. Well, we wouldn't lose no customers on account of the speech.
Yeah, I know. Chuck, Zeb, I guess that's just what you might call an act of providence, so to speak.
Well, why in tarnation would you call Mayor Schultzenheimer's tuba playing an act of providence?
Well, that's law.
What do you mean, law?
I mean, a lawyer would call this here a tuba playing that.
Well, why in thunder would he call it that?
Because that's something we ain't got no control over.
Yeah, it seems to me you're getting pretty foolish in your old days, you ask me.
Ain't foolish. According to law, a man can't be held responsible for acts of providence.
Well, what dang good will that do us if we lose all our customers?
We'll know we're clear according to law, by hokey.
Yeah, sure, by cracky, it's being clear according to the cash register I'm worried about.
Of course, we do have to make some concessions to the cash register now and again.
Yes. Dead burned right, we have.
All right, then, we have. What do you suggest?
As long as it's who it is, we got to be a mite careful.
Of course we got to be careful.
All right, guess there's only about one thing to do.
What's that?
Let him make a speech.
Now, that's what I call a good idea.
Of course it is.
Let him make a speech instead of playing the dead darn bass tubi.
Of course. You know, I don't think Mayor Schultzenheimer would be content to sit in the orchestra pit when he had a chance to get up and make a speech. No, I don't.
Of course he won't. That's what I said all the time. Let him make a speech. When you didn't think of that?
I did think of it, you old fool.
Then why in thunder didn't you say something about it?
I did say something about it.
I don't want to argue with you, Zeb. I've been arguing with Hector Smith till about all the arguments out of me.
Yeah, it's so. How'd you come out over to Squidsville?
Well, it didn't exactly come out.
Bad as that, huh?
Hector's still in jail and looks like he's bound and bent. He's going to stay there.
Yeah, he sure is having the time of it, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I ate some of his ham and eggs and some of them Riz biscuits the constable's wife fixed up for him.
She did, huh?
Yeah, and I was just thinking, coming home on the bus, we do have to go to jail.
Oh, you don't think...
You know, mind you, I said if we do,
yeah.
It ain't going to be so bad after all.
Well, tell you, there ain't no sense in us being pushed right into prison, so to speak, just because of a lot of bees being took to a horse race now.
Well, maybe not, but I said if we are, we're going to get some mighty good cooking, Zeb.
Well, that's something.
And you ought to see that constable's daughter.
Yes?
You wouldn't think an old scarecrow like him could have as fine looking a gal as that.
Well, Zeb, do you think that's got anything to do with Hector's determination to stay there?
He says it ain't. But he's a bigger fool than I took him for, if it ain't.
Well, if that ain't keeping him there, what is?
Well, I'll tell you, Zeb, that's the bad part of it.
Bad part of what?
Hector says he was arrested unjustly, so to speak.
Well, dagnabbit, we know that, but he don't have to stay there now.
I know, but Hector, he don't look at things just like other folks.
Don't I know it?
And he says he's going to clear himself before the world.
Well, how's he going to do it any better than just walking out of jail?
He's demanded a jury of his peers. He says that's law. He demanded a jury of his peers to hear his side of it and clear him.
Oh, it's a lot of darn foolishness, if you ask me.
And what's more, he says that this dad darn trial will bring out just who the guilty culprits are.
Good morning.
Yes. How do you do, Mayor Schultzenheimer? We were just thinking about you.
Yes, we was thinking about you, Mayor.
So, very that is nice, ain't it, huh?
Yes, tell you the truth, Zeb and me is doing a lot of thinking these days.
Oh, yes, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know.
Corn said I too must think already.
Don't doubt it, Mayor.
Well, we were thinking of something more artistic, so to speak.
Well, for the head of a city like Corn said to Mr. Peters, it is to be an art pool.
Yeah, but I was thinking about our show, The Hermit and the Wild Woman, you know.
Yeah, I've been playing on my tuba some pieces already.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard about it, too. So, well, that you should hear me playing off to leave Augustine, beautiful, oompa, oompa, like this.
Yeah, sounds fine,
but... After this, perfect.
Yeah, I know, but...
I would be the hip of the show, gentlemen.
To tell you the truth, Mayor Schultzheimer, we have a more important part for you in this here show.
Oh?
Yeah, we want you to make a speech.
Of course, we wouldn't expect you to play in the pit, too. You see, this speech is more important here. It would be too much to ask you to do both.
Yes, that's right.
That is all right, sir. You are friends of mine. And for you, I play the tuba from the pit up and make the speech from the stage down already.